Lone Star Action Sports is coming to Fall Festival this weekend. Tony Aguilar is a Fall Festival board member, and Aguilar brought three stun artists with him to KSST's Good Morning Show with Enola Gay Thursday morning.
We have John Shaw.
Hi, John.
Hey, how are you?
Jaren Grobe.
Hello.
And Landon Gideon. They are with Lone Star Extreme Sports. They're a extreme sports group that we brought in this year for the Fall Festival. We're real excited to have them. They have ramps that they do bicycle jumps on and platforms that they land on and do. Not real technical on the terms. And then
we'll get all that, Tony, right, I think, from our interview because John is. And they've got this beautiful trailer out here in
right.
front of the studio.
People will see that around town the next few days, the truck and the trailer. All wrapped up with their logo and everything on it. The guys are professionals. They've won international, national, and state titles in what they do. Jaren actually has an Xbox game that came out a couple years ago. He's featured individual on it and stuff. So.
And you're not a Texan. Is that right?
I'm from Utah.
Okay.
But he got here as fast as he could.
You know what to say. We're getting back to you in a minute, John. And Landon is a Texan.
Yes, ma'am. I'm from Dallas, Texas.
Okay. And he first got connected with John over at a DeSoto session that you were.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, performing at. Okay. Well, Tony, let's find out. First, I want to ask you how you ever found them.
Well, we were at the convention back in January that we go to, the Texas Fair and Events Convention. The guys had a booth, and I actually kind of come around, and my name tag has my name, but also the county, what event we're doing. And John looks at me and goes, "Hey, do y'all still have stew?" Which totally shocked me. And I looked at him. I said, "Yeah, we have the stew." And he goes, "Man, that's some of the best stuff in the world. I love that." And I'm like, "How do you know about it?" And he goes, "I grew up in Sulphur Springs for a while. I lived here when I was a kid."
Yep.
And we started talking, and then I was looking at what they offered and some of their videos and stuff, and I was just really impressed with what they were doing and got the rest of their group over. And it's kind of funny, made the joke about, you know, they always say, like the song says, you know, kind of watch out for long-haired hippie people, you know? And he's definitely got the long hair. But he was so professional and so articulate and just really impressed us all and brought the guys out.
Well, I want to ask John, please tell us about your team and what you're going to do here in Sulphur Springs.
Well, hopefully we're going to put on a good show for these guys, man.
Well, I have no doubt.
I have a really good group. I have one of the best inline skaters in the world. One of the top BMX young riders. You know, this kid just flies on that bicycle, and I mean, Jaren speaks for himself on those skates, so it's going to be fun.
Okay. Now, you're going to be at Fall Festival, and Tony can tell us all of those times, but you've got some special events today.
Yes, we do. We're doing the
Cumbie Elementary today.
Cumbie Elementary,
at
and 10
o'clock.
Then Sulphur Springs Elementary.
Right at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
1 o'clock,
yeah. And then tonight at the skate park, the local skate park, 7 o'clock, we're just going to hang out. The guys are going to talk to the kids and, you know, just kind of say, "Hey, we're in town. Let's do this. Let's have a good time."
So the message is, if you like this, if you're a youngster and you like this kind
of action sports,
please come out to the skate park tonight at what, 7?
At 7 o'clock.
Okay.
And the guys will be there. They're going to ride and kind of visit with kids. And, you know, part of the goal bringing these guys out is we're touching a lot younger audience, something that we have a few people around the area that do it, but that aren't experienced like these guys. So they'll, you know, give a few tips and, "Hey, make sure you wear your helmet and gear and, you know,
right.
go over some safety stuff and just be a good influence."
KSST News.